Well, praise God. We are. Good morning. We are so delighted to have you on the call this morning. And I'm going to just open us up in a prayer, and then I'm going to pass this baton on to my awesome sister. Good morning. Father God, we just come this morning to say thank you. Just a simple thank you, Father, because we just realize that you are the Almighty, the all-giving, the all-wonderful. And we just want to say thank you. We don't come here to ask you for anything and question you about things. We just want to say thank you. So, Father, we just cover this call in prayer, and we just know that the word we're going to get is going to fill us, that we can realize that you are always are Jeremiah 29:11. We have no idea that the thoughts that you have for us, how much they exceed. So we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you for the founders of this call, and we thank you for the word that's going to come forth, and we thank you for the rest of this day, Father. Praise God, and we just cover this prayer in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And I would like to now pass this call over to our awesome Mississippi Queen, and I will leave the call.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I tell you, just a fellowship and a wonderful fellowship time that we have in the mornings. And we thank you for the prayer. We glorify God for you. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Benita, say welcome to our telecommunication sanctuary. We're so grateful and delighted that you have joined us, and if this is your first time, a special welcome to you. Let me give you a little brief synopsis of what this call is all about. Well, it started back in October 2010 by two wonderful co-founders. They are our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, what brought us all together, what a scripture that the Lord had given them is the word Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And so many new people are coming on, and they are being empowered and enriched. And we thank God for them coming on and being blessed the way they are. Now, we do have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. So guess what? You can always get a word from the Lord by going to that website. Now, our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, which Minister Benita did, or host, which is what I'm doing, and then you even may have a word that you want to share from the Lord, you may do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, especially if you're unable to verbally give them out on Fridays. Send all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together? This phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International that was established over 28 years by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we do have the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven. If you hadn't heard about us, oh, you need to know about us. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share that great information with you. Now, let me also tell you that we do have the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And today, being Awareness Wednesday, you will definitely get a treat with the phenomenal Flanagan's giving great information. Queen Victoria, she really searches out all the information on certain topics. And to the topic today is obesity. Obesity. So get somebody on that call. I'm sure you'll get quite a treat on that topic. Let me give you that number, 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, some people may have the PCS Metro or T-Mobile or Booster, and you may need a bypass number. Let me give you that number. It's 716-293-9707. Well, I tell you, we are so excited because we know that God is doing a great work with this woman of God. So I'm going to get out of the way and introduce to you some of the some information, and once she finishes, I have some more great announcements that I'll share with you. Minister Kai Brown, this woman of God was born in New York City, and she currently resides in it's in the mountain in Georgia. But anyway, she just recently moved there, and I tell you, she is a woman who is a blessing. She's an electrical engineer. She had been called to the ministry back in 2000. God has used her in such a tremendous way. She's gotten her master's in divinity in pastoral ministry. She's truly a leader. Does such great work that they are so dependent on her job. She has a wonderful son named Christopher. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership, and it shows even in her son, who is a wonderful man of God. So she depends on God's word, 29:11, the plan that he has for her. She's also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to prayer and to share what he has given her with his people. And she loves the Lord. She is a woman who is, God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. And she is an author of her first book, When God Bursts the Ministry. You definitely want to get that book. They are available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. She has been a blessing to us since the inception of this call, and we're so delighted and excited that she is a part of this great ministry. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, wonderful woman. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Prayer General, for hosting this call with such Jesus joy, and Minister Benita for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, let me say thank you to the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes, whose obedience, whose willingness allow us to gather each morning to hear a word straight from the throne room. So I am just so thankful to be here before you again. You never take it lightly. I never take it lightly when God allows me to come before his people and express what thus says the Lord, because it's not about me. I'm not doing it. It is the God in me who has chosen to come through me. So I'm just thankful and humbled each and every time. So as I was teaching the last series that God blessed me with, he kept bringing me back to a point, and that point was pain perfects our faith. So today's title, today's message, and I'm not going to get through this all at once, but today's title is Pain Perfects Our Faith. Now, when God continued to bring that to me, I understood it in a logical manner. Being the engineer, that's always my first approach. Does it make sense? Is it logical? Does it, you know, fill in and flow in a logical order? So that's always my first approach. But the more I studied, the more I realized that pain perfects our faith is simply a statement of part of the journey as a Christian. We can search the biblical text, and we see how the pain of those who came before us perfected their faith. Look at Job. He lost everything and suffered pains that are unimaginable to me, but yet he refused to curse God and die. Look at Ruth, who was doomed and condemned simply because of the people group that she was born into. She was a Moabite. And the word was clear that Moabites could not come into the kingdom of God. But yet she still gave herself up to him and just let God have his way. She lost her husband and was widowed and had a bitter mother-in-law. But she did not allow that to stop her from pushing forward and trusting God. Let's look at our big brother Jesus Christ himself, who was is a part of the Trinity, part of the Godhead, and look at the pain he suffered here on earth. But yet he still gave himself up to the cross so that we might be saved. Are you utilizing your pain to perfect your faith and doing what God has called you to do? Or are you wallowing in your pain and looking for pity? We are going to search the scriptures and see what the word of God says about pain and suffering. Then we'll look at some practical ways, because me, I'm a practical person. I need logical, orderly steps to help me work through the process. And God knows that we need this, so he gives that to us. So we're going to turn, if you would turn with me to Romans 5, 3 through 5, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. And not only this, but with joy let us exult in our suffering and rejoice in our hardships, knowing that hardships, distress, pressure, trouble produces patience, endurance, and endurance proven character. Spiritual maturity, and proven character, hope, and confidence of eternal salvation. Such hope in God's promise never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And we will also look at Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by a physical sense. So if we look at what God is saying and what God is doing, if we take a minute to reflect on just these two scriptures, we see that we are assured in this life that there will be suffering and pain, and that that pain perfects our faith. How often do we find ourselves complaining about the things we're going through or the things that are going on in our lives? How often do we find ourselves wallowing in self-pity and looking for others to join our pity parties? When I say that, I'm not talking about having a conversation with a mentor or a friend and trying to think through or work through a situation. I am talking about being straight up stuck and never being able to move through whatever comes across our path. I'm talking about being in a place where we can't turn left or right, not because it's not what God desires for us, but because we have decided we are going to be stuck in that situation because we don't know what to do with it. Because we don't trust God enough to allow him to process us through the situation. Because anything God allows to come to us, he will bring us through if we choose to follow his ordained path through it. See, how long we suffer is up to us. Because how long we suffer is determined by what we do in that suffering or with that suffering. See, if we allow that suffering to perfect our faith and to take us to that next spot God desires for us to be in, then that season is shorter. But if we decide to sit down and get comfortable in the situation and to wallow in it, then it's going to take a little longer. So we have to make the decision. We have to have our minds made up that no matter what it looks like or feels like, no matter what the pain is, that we're going to allow that pain to perfect our faith. See, we have to decide to trust God at all cost. See, we have to make that Jesus type of decision. You know, Jesus was in the garden and he said, Lord, if it is your will, take this cup from me. Not my will, thy will be done. So it's okay to desire to have whatever that pain is or that suffering is removed from you. God never said that that was not okay. But to walk it out God's way, if it is not meant to be removed, to be willing to submit to it and to walk through it and to process through it. See, because God has given us some assurances. If you look at Romans 8 and 18, it tells us, for I consider that the suffering of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us. See, God doesn't just leave us knowing that we're going to suffer, knowing that the pain is going to perfect our faith. But he tells us, you know what? This thing you're going through right now ain't even worth complaining about because of what I have for you and because what I've placed in you and because what this pain and suffering is perfecting in you. But he goes even further in Romans 8 and 28, and it says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. See, God has a plan. This is not an accident. It's not a mistake. It's not a situation or circumstance that he is unaware of in our lives. Nothing that we say or do catches him off guard. He's not unprepared for when we turn left, even though he's told us to turn right. He patiently waits for us to meet him back where we were so that he can take us to that next place. See, it's up to us to determine how long we're going to sit in a situation. And whether or not we're going to allow that situation to devastate our lives. We have to make the decision to allow our pain to perfect our faith. And I'm so glad that I serve the God that I serve because he gives me place in Scripture to help encourage me through the process. He doesn't leave me alone to figure it out. Second Timothy 3 and 12 tells us, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Okay, so when the persecution comes, we should be prepared. We should not be caught off guard. We shouldn't wonder why the enemy is attacking us. Those are not questions that we should have. God told us in his word, hey, you want to live like Christ? You're going to be persecuted like Christ. But he has overcome all of this. Anything in the world, Jesus has overcome. 2 Corinthians 4 and 17, for this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Think about it. He called this affliction that we go through light. And I stand in agreement with that because I don't have to go to a cross and be beaten for someone else and to be bruised for their iniquities or to be hung on a cross. So compared to that, these afflictions are light. Now, that doesn't make it easy. That doesn't make it so that you can just, oh, it's nothing. No, it hurts. It feels bad, and that's okay. But it's what we do with those feelings. It's what we do with that pain that determines whether or not God continues to utilize us. See, he can't have us coming before his people wallowing in self-pity. Oh, woe is me. But if we come and say, you know what, yeah, I'm going through some things, but God, yeah, this area in my life is jacked up right now, but God, see, those painful things are perfecting our faith, are pushing us deeper and deeper into him. We're going to stop right here for a minute. See, because we need to really look at what God is saying to us. We need to search his scriptures to understand that, yeah, this is making us better if we choose not to become bitter. We have a choice. We can choose to allow our pain to perfect our faith so that we become better, or we can choose to wallow in that pain and become bitter. I don't know about you. I want all that God has for me. So I realize I can't take on that bitterness. And there are some days where I'd like to. Let's just be transparent. There are days when I want to wallow in it and get stuck. But God, see, my biggest fear is not doing what God tells me to do. And that reverence for him keeps me moving through the pain and allowing the pain to perfect my faith. We have to make sure that we continue to walk it out. God tells us in Revelations 21 and 4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. See, we've got something to press forward towards. He didn't just leave us telling us the pain is coming. He didn't just stop there. He's given us a hope for the future. He's letting us know that he's already overcome it, that if we continue to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, that we too will reach that place where we rest in him. See, we should be resting in him now, even though our pain is perfecting our faith. We should rest assured that it's only a season. We shouldn't be caught off guard that when things are going right in our lives, that the enemy comes forward to attack, that he comes with a spirit of retaliation to hinder us from moving forward. We have to make the decision to allow our pain to perfect our faith. So I'm going to leave that there for today because I don't have any more time. And when I come back the next time, we'll continue with the message, pain perfects our faith. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Pain perfects our faith. I tell you, so profound, and thank you for giving us such vital information. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let us pray, TMC family, over our prayer requests. O holy and righteous Father, we say thank you, Lord, for this day, this time, this period. We know, Father God, that you do have the plan for all of us, and we so thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you suffered, you died, and rose up on the third day morning with all power in your hand. And we glorify you, Father, because we do come to realize that the sufferings of this world are so temporary and short, and they can't be compared to the glory that you have instilled in us. So we can count it all joy when we fall in divers temptation, knowing that the trying of our faith works patience. We glorify you, Lord, for this woman of God who have given us such a profound message, Lord God, and let our hearts and our minds just conceive and receive what you have given us this morning and realize that we are victorious in you. We thank you, Father, for blessing Minister Kai, blessing her, going out, blessing her, coming in, blessing everywhere her feet tread and where her hands touch. We know, Lord God, that you are doing a great work in her, and we thank you, Father, for using her to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We ask that you bless her, everything that concerns her, her son, her father, her loved ones, Father, her surroundings, her community, and even the people at her job, Lord God. We ask that you just show yourself mighty in her environment. And we give your name glory and praise for it in Jesus' name. Lord God, we ask that you heal those that are going through health challenges. Ms. Christopher, Lord, after her surgery, Father God, Stephen and Doug, Lord God, Vidal and Veronica, Charles and Cynthia, we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through bereavement, Father God, the Tompkins family, the Coleman family, the Ball family, Father God, Pendergrass family, the Witherspoon family, and even the Chavez family, Father God. We know that you are the God who gives comfort and strength like none other. So we ask you, Father, that even the loved ones are gone on to be with you, Lord God, you have a way of still making this to work out for the good of those that love you. So, Father God, we thank you for the spirit of truth dwelling in their midst like never before. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you just show yourself mighty in the Midwest Conference that artists is having, Lord God, in October. We know, Lord God, that everything is lining up according to your will and your way. So we ask that you bless those that are making preparations in making this organization, this meeting such a tremendous conference like never before. We thank you for the anointed church service this Sunday morning, Father God. The speaker that you have in place, we know, Father, that your anointing will be upon that person. And we glorify you, Father, for doing it in Jesus' name. We ask special blessings on each and every individual on this call, and we ask that you keep them in perfect peace this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you and amen. Well, TMC family, we definitely want to share this message with somebody. That replay number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is coming up next. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, and the topic is obesity. Now, we get ready for the conference that's coming up in the Midwest in Cincinnati, and it's going to be held at the Radisson hotel, get your at least get your rooms because you got it at a very special rate with the event taking place the same weekend, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, that weekend. And you definitely, 5th, 6th, and 7th, I'm sorry. And the conference tickets are $39, but you definitely want to get your hotel, the Radisson Hotel, Cincinnati Riverfront. And that number is 859-491-1200 to get your reservations. 859-491-1200. That's get your reservations booked now. We so love and appreciate you, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that profound message. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you that you are continuing to work it out for our good and your glory. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we just want to surrender and submit all that we are to you so that we continue to let our pain perfect our faith and that we walk through this process as only you have ordained, O Lord. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. And we seal it in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.